Time now for Swiss Up with Dario. Hello, Dario.
Hello, Mark.
Now, Dario, it is now 2023, just in case if anyone's missed that. and what actually that means, and I know this happens, well, obviously the year changes every year, but what happens is in Switzerland, it's a time when actually many laws or rules will actually come into force in the new year. So everything switches January the 1st, so new rules. So I'm going to have a look at the new rules and regulations that went into effect on January the 1st, and a start-up. Well, first up, starting with something that might consider all of us, even though we don't wish it on anybody, and that is COVID tests. So what's happening here?
As of this year, COVID tests, they have to be paid out of the people's own pockets. So health insurance only covers them if a positive test leads to medical treatment. Before, they were covered, and now... well, you have to pay for them out of your own pocket.
You have to pay for your COVID test. I think I think I'm right in saying that's it's about 60 francs.
It's about 60-ish francs.
Something like that. But let's move on from COVID because we've all had enough of that. Let's look at some positive changes. So what is good, which is new?
Well, there is good news for frequent travelers. The compensation passengers can claim from airlines for delayed or lost luggage went up. Previously, it was limited to 1,520 francs. It went now up 120 francs to 1,640 francs. So you can claim up to 1,640 francs in compensation if the airline loses or delays your luggage. But nothing has changed, unfortunately, regarding the nerve-wracking paperwork necessary to claim the compensations.
Yes.
So it's only half positive.
Yeah, I can guess the forms for that are quite extensive. So how many pairs of underpants did you have? Yeah, right. Also, speaking of paperwork, mind you, another thing that's different since January 1st is actually the inheritance law. So what has changed here?
Well, under the new law, testators have more flexibility in how they distribute their estate. Previously, parents were required to leave three quarters of their legal inheritance to their children, but now that requirement has been reduced to half. Additionally, children are no longer required to leave a certain amount to their parents. The inheritance rights of spouses and registered partners, however, remain unchanged. So this is, yes, money that would have had to go from parents to children or from children to parents that is affected.
Okay.
There it gets more flexible.
I know this is a thing for those from Anglo-Saxon countries especially. I know this thing is the fact that you don't actually have the complete freedom to dispose of what you have gained over your life.
Yeah.
You know, you can't leave it all to the local dog's home. You know?
No, you can't.
I know. So there are restrictions. And that's actually common in most of Europe. Okay, so let's take a look at other changes. Those of us who aren't too worried about inheritance right now or lost baggage, what else is changing?
Well, for those of you who drive to work, for example, it might be interesting to know that a new traffic sign for carpooling has been introduced that allows carpoolers to drive in bus lanes where indicated. Or if you are an organizer of a nonprofit volunteer-run sports or cultural event, it might be interesting to know that your event will be exempt from value-added tax if the turnover is less than 250,000 Swiss francs. This turnover limit went up 100,000 francs. Previously, any event making more than 150,000 Swiss francs was subject to value-added tax, and they bumped that up, probably to help that sector a bit and encourage more non-profit volunteer-run events.
Okay, so it's interesting that's a new rule about if you're a carpooler being able to use a bus lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see the sales.
Although it has to be indicated. If I understand correctly, that sign, that special sign that was that traffic sign that they created, that still has to be up to indicate that
Okay.
It's good to use the bus lane.
Right. Also, this is something which affects me as well, because this is about drones and those who fly drones. I got a drone for Christmas, and I have to say, Darren, before we go any further, I want to point out I am fully compliant. I knew this law was changing, and I have done everything correctly. So let's right. have a look.
So yes, Switzerland yes. used to have a very liberal, laissez-faire kind of attitude towards drones and drone pilots. This has now changed with the country aligning its legislation with the EU regulations. This means that anyone flying a drone heavier than 250 grams or a drone that has a camera mounted now has to register in a national registry and must take an online test to ensure they have the necessary basic knowledge. So I assume you have passed this test, Mark.
Yeah, I've done all the paperwork. I've bought the insurance as well. You have to have insurance, which will cover you up to £1 million, which of damage. Which I will point out was for me I think 78 francs for a year for £1 million insurance policy. So okay. you know, it's okay. not
sounds reasonable.
Yeah, it's not.
And the test? Did you have to study a lot?
No. No, to be honest, no. Also, there are a few more changes that are worth a quick mention.
Yes, for example, if you adopt a child younger than 4 years old, you are now entitled to 2 weeks of paid holidays. It has become easier for municipalities to reduce the speed limit on roads to 30 kilometers an hour. On the other hand, it is now harder to access chemicals that can be used to make bombs. And herbicides and pesticides with a high potential risk may no longer be used by private citizens. Of course, there are always a gazillion smaller and larger changes that come into force with every new year. But I think with those that we mentioned, we have covered the most important ones.
Right. Yes. As you say, there's lots of these minor little changes here and there, but they all come into force at the beginning of the year. So we're not all under them. So anyway, Darrow, thank you very much for that. And as I say, I'm actually fully aware of the drone laws. I will point out actually about the drone laws. Many people are a bit upset by that, because also within those new rules, as you say, because Switzerland has now aligned itself with the EU, it basically means you can't do any drone shots close to buildings, even so like public buildings where there's lots of shots of people with their drones around car parks and things like that. And you can't even do that anymore. It's really, really now out in the forest.
Okay.
It's really the only place you can actually go with your drone these days. All right, anyway, Dario, should leave it there for now. Thanks very much indeed. That was Dario there with SwissUp. If you want to hear that episode again or others in the series, you can always go to our website, of course, which is worldradio.ch/SwissUp.